Dodgers and Phillies from Philadelphia on Wednesday. Aaron Altair would have a big night. He's up at the bottom of the seventh with the Phillies trailing by two with a man on base facing Ross Stripling.
There it is, and he crushes it deep to left field. It is gone! And we're tied up again in the seventh inning. It's a 4-4 ball game.
Here's a swing and a drive way, way back left field, and this ball is gone. Tommy Joseph with the second homer in the inning for the Phillies. A towering drive for the Phillies home run leader who has given the Phillies the lead. It's now 5-4.
Bouncing ball, diving stop, Tommy Joseph coming to the plate. And oh, safe at home plate. I thought that got him. Chad Whitson waited, and that meant that Barnes missed home. So then it looked like Knapp went after him, but I guess Barnes got his hand in. Runners lead off for the 1-0 pitch. Out toward right field. This is going to get the run home. Wee going back, and he can't get it. It's off the base of the wall. One run is in. Here comes Galvis. He's going to score, and it's a two-run double for Aaron Altair. The Phillies retake the lead. It's 7-5.
Naris deals again. Swung on, hit in the air, center field deep. Herrera going back at the track, at the wall. He leaps, and he caught it. Game over.
Wow.
Odubel Herrera at the top of his leap, right at the base of the angled wall.
The Phillies get it done again against the Dodgers, winning 7-5 on Wednesday, their third in a row against L.A. After the game, here's Phillies manager Pete Mackanin.
Well, this is getting to be fun. I'm going to go right to the catch. What a great play to end the game. Herrera made an outstanding catch, obviously. And, he was a little bit down when he didn't come through in that with the men in scoring position. But what a way to contribute. Thompson gave us five innings, did a good job. Bullpen was just okay. We had the lead, lost it, took the lead, lost it, and of course, my favorite player tonight is Altair. That's three home runs in three games, and he knocked in four runs with the home run and the double in the last two innings. Joseph, good to see him have a double and a home run to contribute, and Knapp drove in that run, which is nice to see. Errorless game once again. The guys have been playing hard, and they don't quit, and it's just nice to beat such a good team.
What do you think the threat of the home run does to other teams' pitchers when they're ahead and you guys are behind? Just the threat on the bench or the threat at bat?
Well, it's always a threat. You hate to see the big boppers come up. Anybody that can hit the long ball. When I put Bellinger on, I hate to see a guy come up. When I pitch to him, I hate to see a guy with that kind of power come up with men on base. But sometimes you have to do it. But nevertheless, guys that can hit a home run, they're scary. You know, this is a good – well, all the ballparks in the big leagues now seem to be a good place to hit home runs. Everybody's hitting them. But, hey, my wife wants me to smile a little bit. I'm smiling, so.
You're always talking about hitting mistakes. Stripling throws two breaking balls, and Tommy and Altair hit him, and then Kershaw the other night. Has there been a change in approach with these guys that recognize the mistakes more?
Well, I'd like to believe so. You know, Matt Stairs preaches that. You don't want to get cheated. You know, when you take batting practice, you take batting practice. You want the pitcher, the BP pitcher, to throw you pitches that you're supposed to hit. And you practice hitting the pitches you're supposed to hit. You don't want sliders on the black for batting practice or nasty pitches, because when you get that mistake, that's the one you have to count on hitting. And our guys have been doing that. We only had, five hits and scored six hits? Altair had three of them. It's nice to see in the middle of that lineup that we've got a bunch of guys now that if one guy doesn't get the job done, there's two or three more that can.
How nice is it to also have a guy that when they intentionally walk Hoskins and you have Altair up there with the bases loaded?
Once again, a great feeling, especially the way Altair is swinging the bat. He had to do that. I probably would have done the same thing, but it's a tough call to make, and you know, they got burnt.
What do you think a night like this meant to Tommy Joseph, kid?
I think it was a big night for Tommy Joseph because, you know, he and I have talked about his situation and the need to see Hoskins more and Altair and Williams, and he understands that, but I told him I'd get him in some games for the rest of the year. And he was real professional about it, and but I want to keep him sharp too. He deserves a lot of respect. He's done had a pretty good year for us.
When you guys were in the offseason, how big would it be for you to circle that Phillies swept the Dodgers in a big series next to last weekend?
Well, you know, I never look at that that way, but however, for any team, the Dodgers or the Nationals or whoever it may be, the better teams, it's always nice to beat the big team, the best teams in the league. It's nice to beat the best pitchers. That's the way I look at it.
Aaron Altair had the big hits on the night for the Phillies, going 3-for-4, scoring a pair of runs, and driving in 4. He talks about his big effort afterwards.
He just hung a curveball, and I was able to put a good swing on it. You know, He's got good stuff, you know. He got a hard heater and a pretty good curveball. I just was able to pick out a good one to hit and didn't miss it.
All right, fast forward to the eighth. Now you come up and again in another big spot. They had just walked Rhys Hoskins to get to you. You know, whenever that happens, I would imagine maybe there's just a little bit more incentive to get that base hit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think I'm an easier out to get, I guess. So just gotta try to prove him wrong. And you know, I'm glad that I was able to do that tonight and get us ahead in the late in the game, and you know, eventually winning the game.
You know, this series, it's been kind of special when you take a look back at the way you've been able to win these three games, the way this one finishes tonight with Odubel making that catch. It's like a little bit of magic in the ballpark. I would imagine you guys are feeling that down in the dugout.
Yeah, we're feeling a lot better as a team. You know, we're having good at-bats, hitting the ball well, playing good defense, and, you know, it's all coming together now. So it's definitely exciting times, and, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of this.
Philadelphia goes for a 4-game series sweep on Thursday with Mark Leiter pitching against Kenta Maeda of the Dodgers.